in front of you. I'd love for you to share that and maybe, you know, talk about that.
Sure. So, how was it? 2 years ago now, October 29th, 2016, Tom and I got married back here. We did the whole thing ourselves. We set everything up. We took care of everything back there, you know, pulled weeds and made it a really nice area. And we held our wedding back here. And it was, couldn't have been a more beautiful day. October 29th, you know, it was 75 degrees.
We got very lucky for late October.
Yeah.
Could have been a disaster.
And it's just, you know, a gathering of people appreciating, you know, the park and the area if you wanted to look through. Mm-hmm. But it's just a full documentation of that entire day and what basically right behind the house looks like here.
So this is, so the area you used was part of the park?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This side of the creek, it's all, I guess I should say, unmanicured park. Mm-hmm. There's no walkways or anything like that. So it's almost like a private section. There's no real access aside from through the backyards of these houses or up the back of the playground that sits up on Bingham Street, or Garland, rather. So it's always kind of been like a private woods for us. So, you know, there's always the occasional straggler walking through, but as a kid, that's why I always felt so safe walking back there. But it is a part of the park, but because of its situation not having any easy access, it's like a private little sanctuary back there. So I guess it was one day in May of 2016, we happened to be back there after a funeral. And we were already engaged and planning to be married and weren't sure exactly what venue we would choose or if it would be a destination wedding or what we were going to do. But after the somber occasion of a funeral, we decided that we wanted to do it sooner rather than later. We wanted the people who were important to us to be there and to be able to make it. So we just wanted to do it close to home, accessible for everyone. But we wanted to do it low cost in our style, our way. We really just wanted to be outside under the stars and we decided to do exactly that. It meant that we had to have a small guest list because you got to factor in, well, how's everyone going to use a restroom? Is everyone going to have to come back to the house? Things like that. So we kept a small guest list. And everything was done by our friends and family. Decorations were all done basically by Savannah's family. Obviously, my family here did their best to tidy up the house and be good hosts. Our good friend Trish Palin became a ordained minister so that she could see over the ceremonies. Our friend Jess Pincus was our photographer. Everyone kind of just chipped in to do what they could so that we didn't have to have anyone outside of our group of family and friends be a part of this. So we did it all right here. Had mixed roast beef cater it. They brought the food down, loaded some tables out there. We set some chairs up. And really, I'm partial, but I think it was the coolest wedding I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, our friends who were there say the same thing. That it was just the most chill and cool wedding that they've ever been to, you know, considering the fact that we did everything ourselves and it was right here in the home that we're now living in. It's just, it was a perfect day.
Yeah, to have that union of the park and the creek being so important to me and my life and being able to share that with Savannah and for it to bring together our love of nature and animals and the outdoors and doing things our own way. That's my dog Huck, who was actually our chief usher for the wedding. Mm-hmm. He was up at the altar, so to speak, there with us, and he was also leading all of our guests from our backyard here to the back of the woods so they could find their way. But that's him drinking water there for the oral history.
We'll get that sound effect in the audio. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And so it looks like it's sand there.
So
is that the little beach, so-called beach that you...
Let me see what we're looking at. So what that's all hay, actually. Mm-hmm. We laid down hay. So so it's not really the beach there. We're on soil that's been covered with hay. The beach would be 4 feet below that on the bank of the creek. So we're elevated off the creek about, you know, 4 or 5 feet there. But that is basically just drops off into the water right next to that. Yeah, the decorations, everything was biodegradable and natural. We laid down bales of hay to make a floor. All
there
the decorations
were
you know, natural pumpkins and gourds and corn stalks. Savannah's mother did great with, you know, helping us with decorations and making sure it was things that would be eco-friendly and the kind of things we would enjoy.
Right, and she even said herself that, like, you know, she made the pumpkins with the flowers in it to make the, like, flower pot. She was like, oh, the deer would like this, and the squirrels would like this. So she really thought about, you know, how some of these decorations could bring that wildlife back into, you know, circulation here after a big event.
Like, hanging different wreaths that had berries that could be eaten by the native birds and things that... It was all with the intent of, we had to set this thing up, there's no one to break it down. No one wants to have to do a whole lot of cleanup afterwards, so let's put things up that can stay up and can actually be used by the wildlife back there.
That's sweet.
Yeah, even like a biodegradable astroturf and like burlap and things like that for, you know, the runner of the, you know, carpets.
The aisle, yeah.
Sounds like you guys could go into business or something. Like, biodegradable wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's it like? You know, I mean, obviously you got married really close to home. Yeah. What's it like to just be able to look outside or go walk out and all of a sudden you're there? And
oh my God. It's the best way to spend an anniversary. I mean, how many people get to go to the exact spot that they got married every anniversary, let alone every day? I mean, this summer when we were moving in, every day we made sure to take Huck back to that exact same spot and take him for a little hike and observe some of the wildlife. And that's really when we got a taste for all the stuff that really lived out here. But living here now is just, really surreal. You know, we live up on the third floor, so it's really like this observatory for all of the wildlife that's back there. Just, you know, the last couple of weeks as the leaves have been coming down, I've seen deer walking back here and all the different winter birds, you know, coming into our backyards and observing all of them and just the circulation of wildlife coming in for the winter and the birds that leave for the winter and seeing certain animals that are hibernating and disappearing. Just watching the landscape change and everything here is amazing, let alone just this house. I always, the second I got here and saw his mom, she's this perfect, adorable little Irish woman. And I was like, I absolutely love everything about this. The park, you know, the house, there's so much character. It's just such an amazing place to be.